We've got Martin Chulov on the line. He's at the Zatari refugee camp in Jordan. First of all, Martin, could you just explain what you can see there? What's your impression?
Well, it's a giant, sprawling camp of roughly 5 kilometres by 8 kilometres. It's gotten bigger every time that I've come here. It's also got a more permanent sort of a feel to it than it did even 2 weeks ago. There are large numbers of cabins being brought in by the day, and they are slowly replacing the pervasive UNHCR-provided tents, the white tents which are now worn brown by the sun and by sandstorms that are scattered all over this home to roughly 140,000 to 150,000 refugees. There are water trucks coming and going. There are power lines being set up. And rather than this being a fluid place for refugees to seek refuge and draw breath before they return home, it does seem to be a place where urban planners are now working, where a more permanent state of affairs is now taking place. And this has become by default the fourth largest city in Jordan. But the way things are going, it looks like it might stay that way for quite a while.
And the people that you've spoken to there, I mean, is there an atmosphere of despair, or is normal life starting to exist in some way there now?
Well, it's the middle of Ramadan at the moment, the 16th day. People aren't really up and about at the moment, but certainly in the past weeks that I've been coming here, it is more despair than optimism. People do feel very confined, trapped in some ways. Their needs are provided for. It is a safe, stable environment. There is food, there is clean water, there is reasonable sanitation, and there is healthcare. So all of those things do matter to families who have fled an ever-worsening war just across the border from here. However, it isn't a happy place. People don't see this as a long-term solution for themselves. There is a lot of anger. People are quite irate as they wait in queues to either arrive in the camp or in many cases leave. There are up to 1,000 people leaving per day trying to get back to Deraa, which is 9 kilometres across the border, back to their homes, even though they don't have power and electricity. It just seems to be that more people are prepared to chance their arm in a war zone than perhaps stagnate in a place like this.
And is everybody there sympathizers with the rebels, or has anybody come in because rebels have driven them out as government sympathizers from where they live?
We talk to people about that. By and large, the camp population does indeed sympathize with the opposition cause. There are Free Syrian flags flying everywhere around the camp, probably more than there are Jordanian flags actually. But many people do say there are also some regime sympathizers or supporters here that have been sent perhaps by the regime to keep tabs or to monitor the situation in the camp, or in some cases to intimidate. Now, I can't vouch for that. It may be a bit of paranoia creeping in, I don't know, but we do hear that consistently from families who say that we know our communities, we know our societies, we know who's who, and these people don't come from Deraa, and they say that they do. So, if we don't know them, and nobody else knows them, then they must be pretending that they are people who they aren't. So I would say that there probably are some people who do support the regime and have fled because it wasn't good for them on their side of town either. And those people are by and large accepted. This is a place that's a refuge for all. There is potentially a minority here who are more than just people getting out of harm's way. People who are actively reporting back, and those are the people that the opposition leading supporters in the camp are very, very wary of.
And finally, among the refugees there, is there a feeling that the opposition will eventually win the Syrian civil war?
We get a lot of inshallah about that, which means God willing. When that question's asked, that's all we get back. I do sense, however, that the optimism that was very strong and very evident earlier in the year isn't quite so now. People do seem to have accepted that this war has settled into a grinding stalemate with, if anything, the regime and its backers on the offensive, and that the sweeping gains made by the opposition in the second half of last year and the first couple of months of this year have not advanced. In fact, the country isn't looking as though it's going to lead to any sort of a meaningful solution any point soon. Both sides are still very hard at it. The situation in Doha, which is again where most of these refugees in Zaatari camp come from, is dire, and it has been for many months. And if anything, it's getting worse. So I do think that the overriding sense is that they're in for the long haul here, and that there will be no quick solutions.
Okay, Martin Chulov in Zaatari refugee camp, thank you very much, and we'll speak to you again later on.